You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday afternoons broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus, 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, I chat with dope people, I talk about really awesome events, and I talk about food. I hope you're enjoying the weather that we've been having this summer. I am wearing a sweater at the moment on July 16th, but you know what? I'm not really mad at it. I know other parts of this country have been going through a crazy heat wave, and I don't really want any part of that. So I'm thrilled to be comfortable. So I have a couple of interviews that I'm going to be sharing this show, and I've got a lot of fun tracks that I located over the last couple of days, and I'm gonna kick off the show today with a set. I'm starting off with an artist by the name of Oliver Knight, and it is the track It's All Right.
That this love can never last. From time to time, we move closer through the night. I used to be a stranger to you. I used to be a stranger to you. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
didn't know.
When I was five.
Since I was young, I had this pen.
My pen used to pace past the margin. What a cook you could taste, or no one starving. My cursor like to write away my curses. My verses like to vibrate with purpose. Safe spaces, raised wages in all faces, with no races. Been through it all, and now I'm teaching my folk to stay patient. But stop waiting, even in freedom, we find this incarceration. Divided neighborhoods with a color code, like the politicians who make us suffer most. Prepackaged feed of madness, leave you blind to blessings, receive habits. Too much of anything can make you an addict.
Bye.
Some are creators and some are takers. We live in proof. Some live in faded. All is jaded near this little moon. I rock this setup with some pebbles that be rolling moons. Faith escaping, painted pictures from the smoke you use. Storytellers sharing your life and they get amused. We all face the same way, just focused with a different view. Some see the rain, some see rainbows in your moments. Truth, heart on my sleeve. See the best in people, so naive. Fool me once, fool me twice, fool me thrice. That is life. I'm too rude and I'm too nice. Spread the bread or cut you with the butter knife. I said traps with the cheese that bring food for the mice. People change overnight like a $5 bill. Dropping dimes for some nickels, going loony for a pill. Banana clips on the picks for some likes and a deal. Take your life for some hype, trade their freedom for some wheels.
Bye. Destroy the lies, making sure we never compromise. Remember, you are you, and I am I. Can't let rose tinted glasses change my point of view. Cause I lose myself. Thank you.
ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Hello, hello, hello. And I am back. Let's go through some of the tracks that we heard in this first set. It was Oliver Knight that kicked it off with It's All Right, and that was featuring Megatronics off of the album Between the Lines, followed by DJ Unknown. And yes, that's right, that is the name, DJ Unknown, with $5 Bill, and that was featuring Unknown Misery off of the album Gaydon. And lastly, Sam Henshaw ended this set with Sun and Moon off of the album It Could Be Worse. And next up, I have an interview that I recorded about a week and a half ago or so with Kagan Go about the Mad Pride Festival that's currently happening now until July 25th. Let's take a listen.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM. And I'm here with a returning guest, Kagan Go. He is Vancouver-based Chinese-Canadian multidisciplinary artist whose work spans memoir, poetry, playwriting, filmmaking, and mental health advocacy. And today we are going to be chatting about the Mad Pride Festival that's happening at the Connection Salon. And that's where Kagan is going to be programming several exciting events. The Mad Pride Festival is happening now all the way until July 25th for Mental Health Awareness Month. So Kagan, thank you so much for joining me again on CJSF. I always love chatting with people again and again. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Nicole. It's lovely to see you again and talk to you once again.
Absolutely. Now, one of the first things that I do want to talk about is the Mad Pride Festival. Would you mind sharing with listeners a bit about this festival, like what it's all about, and then we can get into some of the events?
Sure. Well, the Mad Pride Festival is being hosted by a nonprofit organization called the Connection Salon Artist Collective. It's presenting the Mad Pride Festival this summer from June the 25th to July the 25th, 2026. At the Gathering Place Community Center, with 609 Helmkin and Seymour Street in downtown Vancouver. It's a community center. The free event features a diverse lineup of visual artists, stand-up comics, theater actors, musicians, poets, and more, all in celebration of art making by people who identify as living with a mental illness, psychiatric disabilities, or madness. The festival aims to reclaim the term mad while celebrating neurodiversity and challenging psychiatric stigma.
So interesting.
It's quite a phenomenal organization that I've been involved with for the last 3 or 4 years. The Connection Salon's mission has always been to empower underrepresented artists, particularly those with lived experience of mental health issues. There's not enough cultural spaces in Vancouver that prioritize these artists. We know that art fosters healing, community resilience, that it is incredibly important to our well-being. Mad art asserts identity, builds community, and resists the reduction of this work to mere pathology, therapy, or even outsider art. The Mad Pride Festival is an opportunity to showcase our pride while also creating a sense of belonging for both artists and audiences who have been marginalized.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that. And how long have you been connected with?
Since 2024, after I was guest curator at the Penticton Art Gallery for an art exhibition called Gifts of Madness, which is a Mad Pride mental health theme art exhibition that I curated along with Paul Crawford, the curator of the Penticton Art Gallery. And it ended up touring for the last few years. It's become an annual event. at the Connection Salon, as well as the Outside Arts Festival. Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. The idea behind Gifts of Madness is, when we think of mental illness, we tend to think of negative stereotypes and stigmas, like, you know, straitjackets, quiet rooms, and violence, lobotomies, ECT, etc., mm-hmm. horror stories. And we wanted to provoke curiosity. What could possibly be the gifts of madness? That there are gifts, such as if you've suffered a lot, then it evokes compassion for other people who have suffered. Spirituality, if you see visions and hallucinations, sometimes you might be very spiritual in nature. You might call it God ideation, but in certain circles, it's known as like spiritual emergence, you know, where mental breakdowns can be spiritual breakthroughs. And creativity, as if you see the world in very different ways. Mm-hmm. A lot of these individuals with lived experience of mental illness are incredibly creative, as evidenced by the plethora and outpouring of submissions we got from probably like 130 artists from across the world to the Gifts of Madness Art Exhibition in 2024 in Penticton.
Okay. And if I am just hearing about this festival for the first time, we did kind of mention that it started June 25th until going on until July 25th. How can we find out like some of the events that are happening and kind of like plan out, you know what I mean? Plan out.
Yeah. Well, you can check out the Connection Salon's website, which is Connection Salon, CONNECTIONSALON.CA. That's probably the most accessible and easiest way to find out about the events. Would you like to hear about some of these events?
Yes, please share.
Well, this past, last week, last Thursday, we had the Mad Pride Festival kickoff with a Mad Arts Coffee House on June the 25th, featuring an all-Indigenous lineup that I programmed, featuring poet Joseph Danderon, comic Trevor Jang, writer Wanda John Kiwin, actor Stephen Litton, and storyteller Randy Tate. And it was mind-blowingly powerful, from laughter to tears to trauma to heart-rending stories of hope and resilience and strength. It was awe-inspiring. Award-winning multidisciplinary artist Sandra Ewan will provide an artist talk on July 16th between 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Connection Salon at the Gathering Place. This will be in time for Desiring Bodies, a double bill film screening co-represented with Sydney Evolution Media Arts Society on July 26th, will feature Sisters by Ying Wang and Am I the Skinniest Person You've Ever Seen by Aisha Maharaja. Exquisitely crafted and unflinchingly honest, the films look beyond typical narratives about body image and societal beauty standards to shed light on eating disorders as reflections of a disordered society within the context of migration and displacement. And that takes place at the Pacific Cinematheque between 12:30 and 3 p.m. and it's sponsored by Cine Evolution Media Arts Society, courtesy of the National Film Board of Canada.
That's incredible. Another question that I have is, during this month, are the events a combination of free and ticketed?
It's all free, everything. Film screenings, the stand-up comedy, this, believe it or not, we still have more content, more events. The visual arts exhibition, Gifts of Madness, was run from July 3rd to August the 16th, featuring the works of 12 local mad artists, an event with spoken word poet Nate Naders. That's happening. There's artist talk and performance by Nate Naders on July 9th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Connection Salon at the Gathering Place. Mm-hmm. The festival will close with a parade down Seymour Street to Emery Barnes Park, led by the Carnival Band, a community music project that includes a range of brass, woodwinds, wow, percussions, and even accordions.
Wow.
Afterwards, the cabaret finale will feature local acts, Sinead X. Sanders, who's a blues musician, who's absolutely phenomenal, spoken word poet and mental health advocate, slam poet and slam champion Magpie Ulysses, poet Daniela Elzer, a poet who lives with bipolar but is now the poet laureate of Bowen Island, Jude Neal, and a powerhouse couple, Reed Jameson and CVM, who are a married couple who have done a play called The Pigeon and the Dove, the story of hate and love, which was a hit fringe play, which talks about gentrification, addiction, and mental illness, amongst other things that affect BC and Vancouver.
Lots happening. The fact that it's free, yeah, is incredible, which is great. I am, yeah, going to include the website link so that you can kind of browse through and you know, check out all the things that resonate with you to come out and support. And, you know, it seems that there's going to be a plethora of incredible talent. And then, you know, I think that that's pretty awesome. And then at the same time, I love the fact that you shared, you know, an experience of one of the events that has already taken place that kind of evoked a whole bunch of emotions from, you know, happiness, sadness, laughter, you know what I mean? Community, connection, all of the things. And I think that is really important for people who are hearing about this festival for the first time to, you know, to kind of encourage people to come out. Just want to, you know, ensure that you had enough space to kind of share about this festival. Is there anything that we might have missed?
I think when people hear the word pride, they think of like the gay pride parades, mm-hmm, and the gay pride festival. And I think it draws some inspiration from the LGBTQ plus communities. And we're trying to reclaim the word mad, which has negative connotations. We're reclaiming it in a way that's empowering and positive. So mad pride is like, you know, we don't see ourselves as damaged, broken, sick people. We see ourselves as many gifts of madness, that we are talented, spiritual, creative, contributing members of society. And there are many of us among you, you know, mm-hmm, in terms of if one out of four people or one out of five people in Canada will experience a mental health crisis in their lifetime, that's 25% of the population, which is a significant demographic.
Absolutely.
And if you don't experience it yourself, then your partner, your spouse, your relative, your child, your co-worker, your uncle, no one's lives are untouched by it.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And that was my conversation with Kagan Go about the Mad Pride Festival, which is happening from now until the 25th of July. And tonight is Art Talks in Plain English, an event happening where community artist Sandra Yen talks about her artistic practice from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Gathering Place Community Center, located at 609 Helmklin Street in Vancouver. And I am going to ensure that I have the link to the event info so that if you are planning to head out this evening, you'll know the deets. Now I am going to get into our second set of music. And this set is going to be kicked off again with artist Oliver Knight. This time it's with his track Vibes. Thank you.
Curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Beats and Eats. You have been tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. In the last set, you heard Oliver Knight with Vibes, and that was featuring Kaya Faya. Then Begonia gave us Marigold, and that was the Sun Sun remix. I quite like that remix. And after that, we had Bronson. Bronson ended the set with Know Me, and that was featuring Gallant on that track. Next up, I have an interview that I did also about a week ago or so, and that was with Aaron Rosenberg, and we chatted about a community building project called the Orcar. So let's take a listen.
My name is Nicole Hines, and I am here with Aaron Rosenberg, and I'm so excited about this because we're going to be talking about a community building project called Orcar, and that involves turning a decommissioned diesel truck into an 18-foot glowing orca. So, Aaron, thank you so much for joining me on CJSF. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nicole. Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. No worries at all. I'm really excited to hear more about this project. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Orcar?
So the Orcar is part car, part orca whale. It's a life-size metal orca whale on an old truck. It's a mobile art installation and interactive experience for people at festivals, in the public, and anyone curious about orca conservation.
Wow. Okay. So, like I mentioned, you know, you're basically turning a decommissioned diesel truck into this beautiful orca. So how many people have been working on this, and like how often did you gather?
So it was built over 3 months at the Create Makerspace in Squamish. There was 30 of us working together on it as part of the Create Public Art program, learning different skills, design, metalwork, woodwork. And we worked really hard to bring this huge creature to life in that short time.
Yeah, that's so wild. And like, how did people find out about this? Like, I mean, you know, and what's the makeup of the group? Is it like artists?
So most people were new to art and new to making stuff in general. Part of the project was taking classes like metalwork and woodwork to learn the skills and then have a big project to contribute on together.
That is incredible. Like, that's so crazy. And then this pretty much started in Squamish, correct?
That's right.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So if I wanted to like learn a little bit more about the orca, and you mentioned that, you know, you guys would be at festivals and stuff like that, like where would I go in the online suite?
So we can be found online on our website, orcar.art. That's orcar.art. And it's also our Instagram handle. We're posting stories when we're driving around. You'll see us driving through Vancouver, Squamish, Merritt for Base Coast next week. Nice. So we've got a lot of fun events lined up this summer. And we're also looking for more opportunities to bring the Orcar to people that are curious about orcas, about giant glowing art installations. So definitely reach out to us if you'd like to see the Orcar, you know, at your event.
Absolutely. And what is like one of the things that you're most excited about when you think about the Orcar?
So the story of the Orcar is a story of transformation. It's transforming an old truck into a creature that's threatened by industrialization. but it's also a story about how we can transform as a society from one of consumption to regeneration. So what I'm most excited about is what people might feel when they come into contact with the Orkar. Hopeful, inspired, awestruck, and humbled at the power of a real life-size orca in your midst.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so I've checked out the website, guys, and I noticed that, because you mentioned Base Coast, I know you're going to be at like a couple other festivals, and definitely you're going to be at Burning Man, right?
It's definitely an important step on our journey. I think Burning Man is one of the inspirations for the Orkar. One thing that's special about having a mobile art installation is that you can invite people onto it to really get close and interact with the art. And Burning Man's a great example of that. But for us, we're really bringing part of that Burning Man ethos to BC, to the West Coast, and to some of the events that we cherish most.
Love it. Okay. And one thing I wanted to point is that I noticed that there was a demo day that you guys will be happening in July. Can you talk a little bit about Demo Day and what folks can expect if they, you know, show up for it?
Totally. And I'm really glad you mentioned this, Nicole, because the Orkar was created as part of a public art boot camp of sorts in Squamish. And all the groups that built art installations are showing them off at a really cool gallery night in Squamish. On July 18th. It's totally free, and it's hosted at the makerspace where these projects were built. So you can expect some beverages, some cool lighting, some music, and a chance to walk around the space and interact with a bunch of really cool installations and their creators. And it's totally free.
Okay, I love that, guys. Free. I love to say free 99. Take out the 99. It's completely free, guys. So I am definitely going to be putting the link to the website, which would include details about Demo Day as well, so you can get all of the info there. Is there anything that you might not have shared that you want to share? Because this is the time.
Well, one inspiration for this is just how can we help protect orca whales? They're a keystone species. They're a totemic animal from where we live. And I just want to say that, you know, the three most important things we can do is to support Chinook salmon, reduce pollution in the oceans, and reduce noise. So when you think about, you know, protecting our oceans and protecting orcas, those are the actionable things that we can do to support their recovery and really protect this environment that we're so lucky to be a part of.
See, that is why I asked that question. What a wonderful, wonderful comment there. I appreciate that. If you wouldn't mind plugging the website again so that, you know, if people want to get more information and maybe if, you know, there's a festival that they're, you know, producing and they want to connect with you, where should they go again, please?
You can find us orcar.art. That's a website and it's our Instagram handle.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Aaron. I navigated through the website. I took a look at, there's like some video guides when you go to the website so you can actually see what it looks like. And it is pretty awesome because not only, I think it fits like to what, 20 people?
That's right.
On it, roughly. But it's also, I don't know if you wanted to like chat real quick about like the lighting aspect of the piece?
Sure, yeah. The lighting is one of the standout features. There's over 7,000 individually programmable LEDs on it. So the whole whale can play different patterns and effects, lighting moving around the tail, the dorsal fin, the pectoral fins, the eye patches, everything lights up. So transforming from day to night is another story about the Orkar. And if you're lucky enough to see it at night at an event, it's really going to amaze you because our lighting show is of another world.
Well, Aaron, I want to thank you again for hanging out with me for a minute and talking about the Orkar. And I'm hoping that people, you know, are just as intrigued as I am. And if they can't make their way up to Squamish, that they get a chance to check you out at a festival of this summer.
I appreciate the time. And, you know, shout out to you, Nicole, for featuring our projects on the radio. I think the more we can bring the art to the people and let them know about all the cool creative stuff going on in our community, the better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks. Have a great one.
And Demo Day is going to be on July 18th at the Creator Makerspace in Squamish. So if you are in the area or want to head over to Squamish, it is a free event, which is always incredible to hear. And they will also be at the Squamish Arts Festival on August 8th, as well as in 2027, August 30th to September 7th, they are going to be at Burning Man, and that's going to be in Black Rock City, Nevada. So to stay up to date or to just kind of see where they are or even to invite them to an event that you might be producing, head over to www.orcar.art. And now I'm going to get into my last musical set. This time it's starting off with an artist by the name of Dope Gang.
Une story toi une chute. Et puis j'ai pas joué à chat. J'ai juste un post sur ton timeline. Doom scrolling, 4 in the morning. Flash drops, tic tac, got me horny. Are you rush, bring me corner. Uber truck, c'est correct si tu veux pas. I'm a true real guy. Ring ring, pick up the phone. Ring ring, what's up, hello.
Out a whole 14, I mean, and reload my next magazine, I mean, and wounded them housing scheme, I mean, the for them I move sideways and lean, I mean, can't come out when man they in, I mean, we not like them colonial regime, I mean, Ethiopia not like Mussolini, I mean, my queen of Iraq and come in, I mean, and jump on that big trampoline, I mean, and boost up our self-esteem, I mean, the for when the home and kitchen so clean, I mean, and which recipe that I steam, nah mean. The lyrics them a flow like a stream, nah mean. Make you feel like you're living in a dream, nah mean. It come to the crap, man, a cream, nah mean. It come to discipline, man, a dean, nah mean. Me tougher than a home and limousine, nah mean. We step in, we fresh and we clean, nah mean. I burn the stinkest of green, nah mean. Better listen up careful and keen, nah mean. I poop on as a rock and come in.
We celebrate like I finished probation, boy. Not head with no chaser, boy, boy. From the mouth, I can spit out a razor, boy, boy. Open up your face, you like your boy, Roy in his prime. Eat food, dinner time, junior gong, past beginners. Handle business, black velvet, sippers, females never been as farewell, they with us. Cause we arrive on a scene just like a high beam, nah, I mean. Don't let us have to make the nine scream, nah, I mean. At your racial policing regime, nah, I mean. Spiritual well like an Elohim, nah, I mean. In a casino or a yacht, wherever I'm seen, my brothers and sisters are never forgotten, nah, I mean. Don't wanna hear another soldier drop, nah, I mean. Another dope addict is shot with the morphine. And feds are indicting my block, nah, I mean. They're wearing reds from their shoes to their top, nah, I mean. I'm wishing that all the violence would stop, nah, I mean.
When I like this song, I'm sorry, nah, I mean. And some boys soft like ice cream, nah, I mean. From my boy, make the feds intervene, nah, I mean. We send a word, go take him trophy, nah, I mean. Parabellum, them are each up in a spleen, nah, I mean. In a Queen's gun, man reign supreme, nah, I mean. Kingstonians are real blood fiends, nah, I mean. The world is a big crime scene, nah, I mean.
Yo, yo, Mr. President.
Yo, Mr. President.
What you doing for my resident?
What you doing with my resident?
Yo, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Minister.
Why you being sinister? Hey.
Yo, yo, Mr. President.
Yo, yo, Mr. President.
What you doing for my resident?
What you doing with my resident?
Yo, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Minister.
Why you being sinister?
Someone in a real buffalo in a Rastafari regime. Bush bungalow where me dwell with my queen. Trash to the bonung in a camouflage green. Look for them where can't go the places we've been. Look for them where can't see the sights where we've seen. That's why them face all at twist up and a lean, I mean. They better mind we kick it off clean, I mean. Man a gangster just like Yamdeen. That mean them can't serve Congo jet quotes up in, I mean. And who you want come in convene, I mean. Attorney of Iraq can come in, I mean. Me pocket them green like Sperlina, I mean. Me regular fly out and fly in, I mean. The stadium park like sardine, I mean. Can't guess what speed up as the whole need caffeine. One out of red and antihistamine. Wash over golem come in like Listerine. You think I lie with better than Al Pacino, I mean.
It's genocide, it's a genocide. It's a genocide, it's a genocide. Fifth floor cooking raw, had my own supply. Cause of capitalist ways, that was back in the days. So now I do rap and it pays.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
And just like that, we are at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I am your host, and you know that you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram. The handle is at Beats and Eats BC, or you can always send a text to 778-782-2573 to, you know, let me know if you enjoy what you're listening to. Next up, Sebastian is here with an open mic show, but before I go, I am going to be playing a track called The View. It is by K Riz, Bubby Lewis, and Janelle Martins. See you next week.
I've been searching. My tracks, I gotta stop there. Let's get beyond your surface. Feel like it must be worth the coldest of hearts before you. My world was dark before you. Walked in, now I want more you. Changed my direction for you. Give you my solace. You're vibrant, there's something about you. I can't control it. Just want you to my selfish. Can't be nobody else's. Yes, you can call me selfish, baby, but I can't help it.
Make it love till the world.